Tlingit artist Stephen Jackson, Haida artist TJ Young, and Tsimshian artist Mike D'Angeli submitted the winning proposals for the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's House Post project. Lee Katinger is chief operating officer at SHI. He says the project will be the final installation planned for the Walter Soboloff building. Katinger says the house post will go in an outdoor bench area.
It was always our vision to have a Tlingit, a Haida, and a Tsimshian house post on that space. And so Sea Alaska Heritage, towards the end of 2016, put out an RFP seeking proposals from a Tlingit, a Haida, and a Tsimshian artist to carve three cedar house posts in total that would then be cast into bronze and be placed on the corner of Front and Seward Street in Juneau.
Katinger says the Walter Soboloff building already includes work by well-known master artists, and the Institute wanted to involve younger artists as well.
With Robert Davidson on the exterior, David Boxley on the house screen on the interior, and then Preston Singletary inside the Klein House. So really we had a lot of world-renowned artists working on those pieces. And so it turned our attention for this project to who are some of the emerging artists that we can have work on the exterior on this house post project.
Katinger says each of the young carvers chosen for the project is an amazing artist, and the designs they submitted are exciting. He says each piece will tell a story specific to the culture. D'Angeli's piece focuses on the origin of the potlatch.
And then we have one by Stephen Jackson that's focusing on the life of Tlingit Raven. And then we have the Haida one that is focusing on, I may not be pronouncing this correctly, but Wasgo, which is a supernatural Haida figure.
Young is from Haidaberg on Prince of Wales Island. According to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, in recent years he and his brother Joe Young carved several major projects, including a 40-foot totem pole for the Sitka National Historical Park and a 32-foot crest pole for the Haidaberg Totem Park. Jackson started carving with his father, Tlingit artist Nathan Jackson, while still in high school in Ketchikan. Stephen Jackson has had solo exhibitions at the Alaska State Museum, the Anchorage Museum, and in Europe before pursuing his undergraduate degree. He obtained a Bachelor of Arts from Columbia University in 2013 and later a Master of Fine Arts, also from Columbia. D'Angeli recently moved to Juneau from Vancouver, British Columbia. According to the Institute, he works primarily on commission for private clients and for Indigenous people who use his work in ceremony and for dance groups. Katinger says Sea Alaska Heritage Institute officials are excited about the House Post project, and it will be an interesting challenge for them because they've previously not done bronzing.
So we also are working with consultant Preston Singletary, who's done a lot of bronze work. So he'll be consulting with SHI as well as the artists as we move forward and working closely with us with the foundry as well.
The three bronze house posts are expected to be installed at the Walter Soboloff building in 2018. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.